morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast for the big news story. This is Akanksha, and today I bring to you Purva Chitnis' story on why did Prakash Ambedkar-led VBA exit the MVA. At the India Bloc rally in Mumbai on March 17th, Prakash Ambedkar of Vanchit Bahujan Akadi and grandson of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar was present, but he started his speech by saying that whether alone or together, we will fight the BJP. His cryptic message 10 days ago was decoded on Wednesday when Ambedkar went ahead and announced the names of candidates on 9 seats, virtually signalling his exit from the MVA Alliance and India Bloc. Of the 9 candidates, except for Akola and Wardha, MBA has fielded its candidates. This could potentially mean a repeat of the 2019 Lok Sabha, where Ambedkar's party damaged the Congress-NCP alliance in at least 7 seats because of the division of the opposition votes. Knowing the party's damaging power, MBA alliance was trying to get Ambedkar on board. First, he joined hands with Uddhav Thackeray in 2022, and as the talks over seat sharing began, Ambedkar started demanding more equal footing in the alliance. Despite attending several meetings of MVA over seat sharing, he remained non-committal. In fact, on Wednesday, Ambedkar even said that he's forming a new alliance with Maratha reservation activist Manoj Jaranje Patil, who already had announced that there will be at least one independent Maratha candidate in all constituencies. However, Jaranje Patil is yet to take a call on whether to support Ambedkar and his party or not. But this could once again mean division of votes, and the opposition is aware of it. Because of the decision taken by Prakash Ambedkar, there will be division of progressive ideology votes, and this will mean an advantage to the BJP, said the leader of opposition Vijay Wadetiwar. But Ambedkar, in his address to the media from Akola on Wednesday, said that Vanchit was being used to protect the dynastic politics. That's what Ambedkar loves doing. He has kept everyone guessing, and he has the wisdom to do so. He is a smart politician, said political analyst Pratap Asbe to the Print. Before 2019 elections, Prakash Ambedkar along with AIMIM carried out an experiment put to bring different marginalized sections of the society and the parties who represent them together. However, in the 2019 elections, VBA-AIMIM ended up damaging the Congress-NCP alliance on at least 7 seats. For instance, because of the VBA's impact, Nanded in the Marathawada region, home turf of Ashok Chavan, then a Congress leader, now a BJP leader, lost this bastion by a margin of 40,000 votes, as Chavan polled 4,42,138 votes, while the VBA took away 1,65,341 votes. And Dr. Surendranath Jondhale, another political analyst, said that this is what Ambedkar is repeating. Analysts, however, are uncertain at this point on how much damage will Vanchit do, as the statistics that are in front are from 2019 and political equations since then have changed. In January 2023, and after the split of Shiv Sena, Uddhav Thackeray's Sena joined hands with Prakash Ambedkar, declaring a Bhim Shakti Shiv Shakti alliance. During the alliance formation, Thackeray had invoked the legacy of his and Ambedkar's grandfather, Prabodhankar Thackeray and Baba Saheb Ambedkar, in forming the alliance. Even then, Ambedkar had raised doubts over his inclusion with the MVA alliance. Ambedkar's popularity gained with the state post his tie-up with Shiv Sena UBT. However, things progressed further, and as and when the seat-sharing meetings within the MVA alliance began, Ambedkar started being jumpy about his alliance and inclusion of VBA within the MVA. He started demanding equal sharing within the alliance and suggested that the MVA should divide the 48 Lok Sabha seats into equal 4 ways, with 12 seats for each of the alliance partners. All this was done to gain relevance in the state and remain popular in the state. His popularity and strength increased in the state after Uddhav Thackeray got him on board. Now he has more say within the state, said Aspe. When the meetings over seat sharing began, he started sending his representatives to the meetings. At times, he would even say that the invitation should come from Rahul Gandhi or Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and not just from the state Congress president. We would always invite him, but he would just send his representative. He never gave any practical solution. He did the same during the 2019 alliance meetings. We knew from the start that he would someday break the alliance, said a senior Congress leader. Not just the Congress, but Shiv Sena UBT, the initial partner of VBA, also started getting disillusioned with Ambedkar. Some of us within the party were against having him over, but there was a section within the party who convinced Uddhavji to form an alliance within him. But I did not trust him to be with us till the end, said a senior Shiv Sena leader to the Print.
Later on, Ambedkar said that he lost faith in Shiv Sena UBT and NCP due to their attitude towards VBA and would rather support Congress on 7 seats. The VBA's proposal to the Congress is not only a goodwill gesture but also an extension of a friendly hand for a possible alliance in the future, he said. For the last 6 months, the agitation of a Maratha reservation was going on in the state, with Manoj Jaranje Patil emerging as the face of the Maratha quota protest. During the times, a rift between Marathas and OBCs within the state came out as Jaranje demanded reservation under the OBC quota. However, State Cabinet Minister Chajan Bhujbal was able to pacify OBCs and consolidate the OBC vote bank. But Marathas remain scattered, said Asbe. Manoj Jaranje on Sunday appealed to the Maratha community to choose candidates for contesting the upcoming Lok Sabha polls as independents before March 30th. The Maratha community holds sway over 17 to 18 Lok Sabha constituencies in Maharashtra, he claimed. But on Wednesday, Ambedkar declared that he held talks with Jaranje Patil and Patil is ready to support VBA candidates. But any decision from Jaranje Patil has not come in yet. He came to meet Patil, but we haven't yet taken our decision. We'll take a call by 30th, depending on what the public wants us to do, said Ganesh Shinde, an associate of Jaranje Patil. But Jondhale says that with this alliance, a big question remains on what exactly Ambedkar wants to achieve. I believe VBA has reached a political dead end. The Maratha vote is fragmented. By allying with Jaranje Patil, who doesn't have any political organization, what does Ambedkar want to achieve ultimately, said Jondhale. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening. Please tune into The Print every morning at 8 for the best news analysis.